In Hawaii, worry grows after two new fissures opened up on the Big Island yesterday. Scientists are warning about a possible massive volcanic eruption. The vents are spewing toxic gases and steam. Lava has swallowed up roads and homes. Thousands living near Kilauea Volcano have been evacuated, but one of those who has remained behind is Scott Wiggers. He lives on Leilani Estates. He lives just 2 miles from the nearest fissures, and he joins us now.
Morning, Lulu.
So where are you and what have you been seeing?
I live on the far west side of the subdivision. I don't go outside of the subdivision, so I tried to make it to fissure 16 yesterday, but wasn't unable to get through because of all the sulfuric acid. Over the past 24 hours, the earthquakes have started rumbling again. We just had a 4.6 or 7 about an hour ago. As a matter of fact, when I go out and check on some of the fissures, you can start to see the sulfur deposits building up where the lava rocks actually are starting to turn yellow. Pretty amazing stuff.
Tell me about the air quality. Have you needed a respirator? I've been seeing reports of sort of respirators being sold out on the Big Island.
For me personally, no. For those that live where the action has occurred, actually, you can't live there. Even with a respirator, there's just no way. And everyone has evacuated in that area.
How worried are people? I mean, I imagine some have had to be forcibly evacuated, and it's scary. Sounds scary.
No one is forcibly evacuated. That's why I'm still here. They will not come and drag us out of our homes. However, they don't support what we're doing, and I'm talking the civil defense. They don't agree with what we're doing.
Let me just end by asking you, for those of us who've never been close to something like this, when you go and see these fissures, I mean, explain a little bit about what that feels like and what that looks like. I mean, is it very hot? I mean, what is it like?
The first fissure I experienced was, I think it was May 5th. I woke up about 1 a.m. I heard a roar, and this is 2 miles away, a roar like a jet engine. I go out and look out the window, and I see the sky glowing red. I'm seeing this fissure just right before my eyes open up, a cinder cone being created, lava spewing in the air 100 feet. Where I was standing, about 50 yards from that, and I could feel the warmth. It was probably 90 degrees Fahrenheit. Then I went down there again after I got some of my buddies out of bed, and we were standing a little closer, and just the sound, the experience, the ground was shaking. It's hard to describe.
That was Scott Wiggers. Thank you, and stay safe.
Okay, thanks, Lulu.